From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Although Christmas is still 6 months away, poinsettia growers are already deciding how many plants to prepare for the coming holidays, made challenging by the pandemic. At least one Central California nursery announced it won't grow any poinsettias this year, but others say they are maintaining or increasing production, assuming people may still want poinsettias to brighten their holiday decor. In testimony before two congressional hearings, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer outlined a number of trade-related achievements. Lighthizer said he anticipates China to meet its Phase 1 commitments, including the purchase of $40 billion in ag products. On the USMCA, which goes into effect today, he says the U.S. would take action early and often to challenge any violations. The U.S. is currently in trade discussions with the U.K. and the EU. A pair of Senate Democrats, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, are pressing American meatpackers to disclose how much pork, beef, and chicken they've shipped to China during the pandemic, while warning of possible meat shortages here at home. The scrutiny of companies like Tyson, JBS, and Smithfield comes after thousands of meatpacking workers were infected with COVID-19. AgWeb.com reports over 112,000 tons of U.S. pork was shipped to China in April, more than any other month before, and up 257% from last year. China's demand for protein soared after a fatal pig disease decimated its herds. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.